farm groups are appealing a ruling that found the state can require factory farms to get permits before any potential pollution of Wisconsin waters. It's Monday, March 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin has a record high number of people working construction jobs right now. And newly released documents reveal attorneys working with the Trump campaign in Wisconsin after the 2020 election provided a playbook on false electors that spread to other states. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Farm groups are appealing a ruling that found the state can require factory farms to get permits before any potential pollution of Wisconsin waters. As Danielle Kading reports, that decision stems from a lawsuit filed last year against the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Industry and farm groups sued the DNR in Calumet County Circuit Court. They argue the agency's permit requirements for large farms known as CAFOs conflict with federal and state law. Cindy Leitner, president of the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance, says the DNR is assuming CAFOs are polluters before any discharge takes place.
We are people that intentionally pollute the land. We need the land. We need the land to be good. We need the water to be good. We need that for our farms and for our animals and for our families.
Environmental groups say Wisconsin laws allow the DNR to require the permits. Clean Wisconsin says they're a critical tool to manage vast amounts of manure produced by CAFOs and protect state waters from contamination. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republicans on a state Senate committee have recommended against confirming two members of the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents. John Miller and Dana Walks were both appointed by Governor Tony Evers. They both voted against a deal that was negotiated by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That agreement eliminated some diversity, equity, and inclusion positions in the UW system in exchange for staff pay raises and building projects. Some Republicans have suggested that move is grounds for dismissal. The committee vote comes a week before the state Senate is due to wrap up its legislative session. If the full Republican-led Senate votes to reject their nominations, Miller and Walks would effectively be fired. According to the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, the Senate has only rejected one member of the Board of Regents in 30 years. A plan to widen Interstate 94 in Milwaukee has received federal approval. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced on Friday that the plan received an okay from the Federal Highway Administration. The project will widen I-94 from 6 to 8 lanes along the stretch between 16th and 70th Streets on the city's west side. Environmental groups have fought this plan. They say it'll worsen climate change and pollution. They also argue it will have a disproportionate impact on the Black and Latino residents who live along the corridor. In January, the Federal Highway Administration said it would lead a civil rights investigation into the project, and the Sierra Club issued a statement calling the approval extremely disappointing. The DOT wants to begin construction in late 2025. The project is expected to cost more than $1 billion. A crash at a western Wisconsin highway intersection involving a semi-trailer and a van has killed 9 people. Clark County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy James Hirsch said in a Facebook post that preliminary reports indicated the semi-trailer traveling on State Highway 95 Friday morning collided with a van traveling on County Highway J. He says the driver was the only occupant of the semi-trailer and died at the scene. Hirsch says 8 of the 9 people riding in the van, including the driver, also died at the scene. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 7 of the 9 people killed were members of a Virginia Amish community who were traveling in Wisconsin. The injured passenger was taken to a nearby hospital. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. Wisconsin set a new record high for construction jobs in the state. As Joe Schultz reports, it reached that milestone in January, and that's months before the state's construction season usually begins.
New data from the State Department of Workforce Development says the construction industry added 1,900 jobs in the first month of the year. That brought the state to a record high 140,000 construction jobs. Dennis Winters is a state economist. He says Wisconsin's warm winter may have been a factor.
Generally speaking, in the cold weather, you see a drop in construction. We've had some fairly mild weather by comparison over the last month or so, certainly into January.
A union representing Wisconsin iron workers says federal investments in the state's infrastructure help boost employment in the industry. The Wisconsin Builders Association says interest rates stabilizing over the last year also played a role. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, newly released documents suggest that Wisconsin was the genesis of former President Donald Trump's false elector plot after the 2020 election. WPR's Rich Kramer and All Things Considered host Brady Carlson will have more. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, more than 1,000 pages of documents have recently been released, and they shed light on a false elector plot related to Donald Trump in the 2020 election.
In 2020, Republicans in Wisconsin and beyond claimed they were creating alternate slates of electors to preserve legal options for the Trump campaign. But newly released emails and texts show longtime GOP attorney Jim Troupas and Wisconsin native Kenneth Chesbro pushed ahead with the plan for a different reason, to purposefully create doubt and uncertainty around certified election results in six swing states. WPR's Rich Kramer has been reading through these messages. To start, Rich, how did these emails and texts come to light?
It's all about the court cases, Brady. This latest batch of more than 1,400 pages of emails and texts, it was released as part of a legal settlement between Troupas, Chesbro, and Democrats who sued over the false electors casting ballots in Wisconsin and sending them to Congress as part of the Trump campaign's last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss in 2020 to President Joe Biden.
And the fuller picture in those private messages undercuts the public argument that the false electors were just part of court challenges, right?
Absolutely. The official line that we were hearing from Republicans within the Trump campaign and in Wisconsin was these false electors needed to meet on December 14th, cast their electoral ballots, and submit them to Congress in case a court in Wisconsin or anywhere to declare Trump the winner of the popular vote. The argument was that judges or justices could make those Republican electors official and binding in Congress if widespread fraud was proven in a respective state. But just more than a month after Election Day in 2020, Chesbro told Troupas that sending alternate slates of electoral votes to Congress would pay, quote, huge dividends, even if there weren't any election lawsuits pending in courts. Chesbro also said that with such a cloud of confusion from the alternate electors, the results of the entire 2020 election could be thrown to the U.S. House of Representatives or state legislatures, who could essentially hand the win to Trump.
Meanwhile, here in Wisconsin, the lawyers were also floating other ways to overturn this state's outcome. Like what?
So while the campaign was making its plans to have these false electors vote in December 2020, Chesbro told Troupas that the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature could simply call the election for Trump. His theory was that an arcane federal law allows legislatures to appoint presidential electors however they like, and Chesbro said the Wisconsin legislature and others could just decide the Biden electors don't count. We're going to say that the Trump electors count. So he said doing that wouldn't disenfranchise voters who participated in the popular vote because, he said, quote, citizens don't have a right to vote for president. He said if election officials were manipulating the election results for a partisan gain, quote, the election just doesn't count. Ultimately, we didn't see that sort of thing happen in Wisconsin or other states.
In the legal settlement that brought these documents out, Troupas and Chesbro essentially agreed not to try this again. But could someone else try the same playbook here in the 2024 election?
In 2022, Congress made some changes to clarify language in the Federal Electoral Count Act aimed at preventing future chaos and confusion surrounding election results and multiple slates of electoral ballots being sent for certification. So The changes include clarifying that the vice president's role in overseeing the count of electoral ballots on January 6th is solely ministerial. What that means is the VP now has no power to order which ballots are counted and which are thrown out. The changes also raise the bar for the number of lawmakers in Congress needed to challenge a state's electors. It was one person in each house. Now it's 20% of members in each house. But Edward Foley, who's an Ohio State University law professor, said something that struck me. He said the changes are as good a set of rules as can be written to provide clarity. But Foley said, rules exist on paper. Human beings enforce them. So in short, he said that the new rules will protect the will of the voters in the future if they're followed. But if you have humans in Congress or campaigns who refuse to follow the rules or court orders, then all bets are off.
You know, we're stuck with, you know, the fallibility of human beings. So we have the best set of rules that we could have after 2022. We have to hope that human beings are willing to follow them enough.
So, long story short, we'll have to wait and see what happens this fall in the likely rematch between Trump and Biden.
That's WPR's Rich Kramer. Thanks so much.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks to Brady Carlson and Rich Kramer for that piece, and thanks to you for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning, so have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.